Wretched Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
We've had 35 resurrections of the dead. The closer they are to freshly dead, the easier they are to resurrect.
So I see this giant angel, and I asked him his name. It's a financial company, and I realized this angel's here for our finances.
And that's a true literal story, by the way.
These people are charlatans, and it's about time we draw a line in the sand and stop fraternizing with the wolves.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Would you like some good news, Scarecrow?
I feel fine.
That is good news indeed. This is Wretched Radio. That, of course, is the voice of one Dr. John MacArthur, who is back in the Grace to You studio, sitting down with Phil Johnson. And by the way, if you've wondered what does the back of Phil's bald head look like, you'll love this video. It's out on the internet machine someplace. Dr. John MacArthur came into the Grace to You studio, sat down with Phil Johnson, who is now the voice of Grace to You, who is actually recovering from his medical procedures, and they were a pistol. And yet, Phil recovered. He had the bone marrow transplant. He feels fit as a fiddle. I hope he's growing, like Chicago, stronger every day. He was in studio with John MacArthur, who was in the hospital and really kind of MIA for a number of weeks because he was dealing with a number of different medical issues. But now, according to John MacArthur, he's back.
I'm not ill at all. My heart is working well. My lungs are working well. So there's nothing terminal.
That's good.
There's no heart failure. In fact, my heart is probably stronger now than it's been in the last decade of my life. I'm under good care from the doctors. The issue for me was when they were trying to regulate everything, because I had a lung surgery and 3 heart procedures.
Wow.
They put me in the hospital and I had to be there 7 weeks. So all I can say at this point is I feel great. I'm ready to come roaring back into the public and pick up my ministry again.
Wow. Wow. That is some good news indeed. And speaking of California and the Master's Academy and Grace to You and the Master's University, Dr. Greg Giffert did me a solid. I say it that way just so you're reminded of how hip and contemporary I am. He did me a solid because I sent him an email on behalf of all of the people, and I'm not exaggerating when I say all of the people who struggle with what we will call religious scrupulosity, where they are perpetually in a funk because of the concern of the status of their soul. Anytime they sin, they wonder if they're disqualified from the kingdom. They continue to doubt the veracity of their own profession. And they are caught in a spiral. So I sent a note to Greg Giffert and I said, hey, would you do a hot take on religious scrupulosity? If you're not familiar with Dr. Greg Giffert, you should be. He's a Fortas Fellow. You can hear his Transform podcast weekly. It's awesome. It's really, really awesome. It will help you apply the Bible to your emotions. And don't forget, if you want to hear Greg's podcast, you know that we've got other podcasts, Brad Bigney on parenting and marriage. It's just some of the best podcasting out there, period. John Kratz, Thrive, Way of Manhood, Adam Tyson, Libby Glosson is now doing a podcast for women and it ain't trite. It's Intelligent Talk. It's The Better Way podcast. You can find all of these podcasts and, by the way, all of the hot takes and all of the director's cuts. If you download the app, go to fortisplus.org. Actually, do you need to? Yeah, you download. Is that how? Well, do what you know what to do. I don't want to bore you with all the details, but it's free. It's absolutely free. Yeah, we want your email address so that we can spam you to pieces and sell it to people who will annoy you. No, you just have to enter your email so that we can keep the app can be downloaded and then you can have everything for F-R-E-E. Here's Dr. Greg Giffert with a word on religious scrupulosity. That's a sound effect, by the way.
Hey guys, I just finished an article. I was reading on an ESPN and it was about OCD or religious scrupulosity. The title of it's called Cults, Braden Smith, Detail Struggle, Recovery from Severe OCD. It's fascinating. Maybe you've heard of OCD or religious scrupulosity. It's where people will have compulsions and it's a type of penance. You have to go back and make things right. So the article says Cults veteran offensive tackle Braden Smith missed the final five games of last season because of a personal matter. Smith, 29, said he was eventually diagnosed with a condition known as religious scrupulosity. He said that he spent 48 days in a treatment facility and ultimately turned to a psychedelic drug that he believes helped save him. And the psychedelic drugs, they're being used more and more. In fact, I have seen them used for PTSD as well.
Yeah.
So this is the idea. I need to be perfect. I'm not perfect. All I can think about is what I need to do right. And then you kind of make yourself a crazy person with all these habits and compulsive behaviors that you start to do. How do we think about that biblically? Well, first of all, no problem is too bizarre for the Word of God. If we really do believe the Scriptures are sufficient, as they claim to be, 2 Timothy 3:17, then God has given us the wisdom that we need to honor Him when we have these intrusive thoughts and compulsive desires. Intrusive thoughts are a reality. Can you struggle with thinking thoughts that feel like they are coming out of left field? I can't speak for you, but I know I can. And I know that the thought can feel like wham. Some people will even ask, like, is this demonic temptation or oppression? The response is that you have to take intrusive thoughts captive and renew your mind with the truth of Scripture. And if you're living in isolation and you're fighting these thoughts on your own, no local church, honestly, I think you are going to give in to the intrusive thoughts. You won't win without the resources God has provided. 1 Corinthians 8, read Romans 14. You have to retrain your conscience. Just because I feel guilty doesn't mean I am. If you have a sensitive conscience, you have to take that sensation of guilt that you've offended God or you've blasphemed, go back to the Bible and say, did I actually do that? The Bible is the authority, not us. I am not the authority on whether I really am in sin or not. God is, and He makes that known through His Word. So if you're the final authority, then that means you're really checking yourself against your own standards of righteousness. I have to depend on what God says in His Word. God's Word is true. My feelings are subjected to the Word of God. So number two, train a sensitive conscience with the Word of God. Number three, he's using psychedelic drugs. What is the psychedelic drug doing? It's altering his state. It's affecting his body through his senses, but it's not actually changing his mind or his heart. And I have no doubt that this may alleviate symptoms for Braden, but the reality is it's not changing his thoughts. It would be the equivalent of smoking marijuana to deal with stress. Seriously, we were talking about that in class today at Masters, that can that be an effective means of relieving stress? But yes, it's not helping you respond to the stressor. It's not at the root level, changing your thoughts, desires, affections, heart. You're not growing a vision of who God is by taking a psychedelic drug. You're fruit swapping, right? Like you're picking this fruit for that fruit. So is that illegal, wrong? Yeah, I think you're going to the wrong place in all fairness. But what if there's symptom relief? You might wonder still, like, where to go back to God's Word and seek for change with God's means of change and God's methods for change, not seeking out illegal psychedelic drugs. Last thought for you, and this is extremely important when we're thinking through this context in counseling. If a person feels that they've offended God and they actually have offended God, the last thing I want to do is get them off the hook and help them feel less guilty. In God's kindness, we actually feel bad about sinning against Him. In God's kindness, we have a conscience that's pricked. And to have a seared conscience means you don't feel at all. You don't feel any guilt. So you're cutting that line straight. If you are guilty, then you need to repent and turn back to the Lord. But if you're not guilty, then you're trusting what God says over what you feel in this moment. Religious scrupulosity is where you're giving in to those fearful thoughts. Now, everything is a sin, and you're letting those thoughts rule you instead of walking by the Spirit and being led by the Spirit, being controlled by Him. Does that mean that this is a body issue? No, it doesn't. Where do your thoughts start? Seriously, your body is not the source of your thoughts. Your brain's not the source of your thoughts. Your mind and your heart, your inner person is the source of your thoughts. So if that's where those thoughts of self-accusation and condemnation start, then where should I start? With God's Word renewing my thoughts and praying that he would renew me in the spirit of my mind. Ephesians 4:23. So religious scrupulosity, OCD, it's not too far past. If you're a person wrestling with this or you know someone, I would encourage you, like, you need some intensive biblical counseling. You need to be embedded in the body of Christ. You need an acute help, but you don't need psychedelic drugs. You don't need fruit swapping and symptom relief. Let's do this God's way, and we'll see that God's wisdom is always better than man's wisdom.
That's the sound effect. That is Dr. Greg Gifford helping us with religious scrupulosity and a host of emotional issues. The Transform Podcast, his new book, it's almost here. Lies My Therapist Told Me. You can order an advanced copy. I would encourage you to do so. If you're intrigued by the book, showing the distinction between the mind and the brain, what you should do if you're diagnosed, what do you do with psychotropic medications, please consider his book, Lies My Therapist Told Me, which you can find. And we're just going to direct you to whatever store you want to go to. We aren't making money on this. We just think this book is that important. Go to FortisPlus.org/lies. FortisInstitute.org/lies. Oh, I almost did everything right. FortisInstitute.org/lies. Lies My Therapist Told Me. And hey, another shout out about our Fortis fellow, Dr. Jason Lyle. Tonight, debunking the climate change myth. I wonder where he stands on the issue. FortisInstitute.org/webinar. This is Wretched Radio.
25 years. That's a quarter century of standing firm for biblical truth.
This is Wretched Radio.
Through every cultural shift, every challenge, every opportunity to proclaim God's truth, you've been with us. And for that, we're grateful. But none of this would be possible without faithful partners like you. Join us at FortisInstitute.org as we continue this journey together for 25 more years of faithful service.
Until tomorrow, go serve your King. Perhaps you've been wondering, is there a Christian university that isn't woke or that hasn't compromised on important biblical doctrines like, you know, the age of the earth? There is. It's the Masters University in Southern California. Would you like to learn more? I encourage you to visit the Masters University at masters.edu/wretched, masters.edu/wretched.
You've most likely been there, sitting across from a therapist, staring at their degrees on the wall, listening while they give you a diagnosis and tell you what pill and prescription they think are going to cure all your ills. That's why Dr. Greg Gifford wrote Lies My Therapist Told Me, because sometimes it's not the medication or even the diagnosis that's the real issue. It's that the whole system doesn't touch what's going on beneath the surface. Pre-order Lies My Therapist Told Me today at FortisInstitute.org/lies. Remember when we were kids and the adults would say, hey, if you don't like the weather, wait 5 minutes. It'll change. Now it seems the whole world's forgotten the climate has always been changing. And on Tuesday, April 22nd at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, Fortis Institute fellow Dr. Jason Lyle will be joining us for a webinar to explore what's really happening with our climate. Not the panic you see on the news, not the politics, just an honest assessment backed by scientific evidence and biblical truth. Tuesday, April 22nd at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, FortisInstitute.org/webinar. Hey, thanks for listening to Wretched Radio today. You know that moment when you're scrolling through your news feed on social media and everything just feels upside down? At Fortis Institute, we're not just watching on the sidelines. We need gospel partners who'll stand with us. People who will look at the culture and say, you know what? The church needs more than just encouragement. It needs equipping. If you're ready to help us equip believers with truth that transforms, then head over to FortisInstitute.org right now to find out how to become an ongoing monthly gospel partner. Wretched. Amazing grace. Amazing gospel. You ever notice how Christians sometimes dance around the J word? You know, judging. Yeah, we've gotten so scared of our culture that we're practically doing spiritual gymnastics trying to avoid it. What if I told you that righteous judgment isn't just some outdated concept? It's actually one of God's greatest gifts to protect his flock. That's why I'm fired up about our new resource, Thou Shalt Judge, with Todd Friel and Justin Peters. It's at FortisInstitute.org. That's the Fortis store at FortisInstitute.org. Thou Shalt Judge with Todd Friel and Justin Peters.
Lexicon. There are many words to help us understand the nature of the Bible. Words like inerrancy. The Bible is the word of God, and God cannot err. Therefore, the Bible is without error. We know that God has revealed himself truthfully in the pages of Scripture. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
You send in your requests, I'll play them on the radio. This is Wretched. Why are you laughing at me?
Are you Casey Kasem, Wretched
yes,
Top 40?
That's what I was going for. And you, I've got to tell you, my impersonations impress me a lot. That was just bang on there. This is Wretched Radio. A number of videos have surfaced of dads going to city council meetings, going to school board meetings to protest. Hey, who do you think you are? Who do you think you are sitting in that chair on that dais determining that our children can be kept from us when they're in the process of being confused about their gender? You think it is your job to usurp the authority of parents and hide it from us? Who do these people think they are? Well, I can answer that question. These are people with darkened minds. And that is why, whilst I'm thrilled to pieces with what appear to be political advancements these days, I am not going to be deceived. The evil that lurks in the hearts of humans is not going to be changed by the stroke of a pen in Washington, D.C. People who make these atrocious judgments and they put legislation in place. I think, oh, I was just reading another one. Jimmy, maybe you did this one on the news. It was in Colorado, I think. Another effort to keep information from parents regarding their genders. Mm-hmm. Who do these people think they are? They're lost people. And that is why, let's cheer the political progress that we appear to be making, but don't be deceived. These people need the gospel. So let me share with you one Dustin Gonzalez. He's appearing before the school district, the Jeffco Public School District of Colorado.
I'm not a politician. I'm not a loud voice on social media. I'm a father. A quiet one, when he goes to work, tries to do right by his family, and stays out of the spotlight. But now, now you're going to remember my name. You'll remember it because I'm not just fighting for my daughter. I'm fighting to make sure that what happens to me, to my family, never happens to another parent in this district. My daughter changed her identity, not after years of discussion or family dialogue, not after joint input from both of her parents. No, this happened quickly, secretly, encouraged by a school-appointed therapist and a system that never sought to include me. And the school didn't inform me, they didn't include me, they didn't even ask me, they replaced me. By the time I found out, I was already labeled the problem. My objections weren't treated as concerns. They were treated as opposition. My voice was dismissed as hateful. Yep. My presence undermined. The therapist, the school, and eventually the court-appointed investigator all decided that because I would affirm something, I didn't deserve to parent my daughter equally anymore.
Who do these people think they are? Oh, yeah. They're educators.
They didn't accuse me of abuse. They didn't claim I'd caused harm. The only evidence against me was that I said I'm not ready to affirm this yet. And now I'm at risk of losing parenting time, of being erased from my daughter's life, not because I failed as a father, but because I dared to ask questions. And it started in your schools. Your systems made it possible. And your silence made it permanent. You gave my ex all the tools she needed to take our daughter from me. Tools that she couldn't have forged on her own. You gave her the therapist. You gave her the ideological support. And you never once thought, shouldn't the father be involved too?
No.
I was supposed to have one opponent in this fight for my daughter. One voice with equal say. One person across the table who I would battle for influence. And that person was supposed to be my ex. But you gave her reinforcements. You gave her a system that cut me out of the picture. You handed her the tools to eliminate me from my daughter's life. And with your help, she's trying to erase me altogether. Mm. You replaced my voice. You stole my seat at the table. And you made decisions about my daughter without me. Mary Parker, Paula Reed, Aaron Kenworthy, Danielle Varda, and Michelle Applegate. Your names are etched into my memory. Not for who you are, but for your inaction cost me. And I'll make sure my name is etched in yours too. I don't care if you personally signed the policies, stayed silent while they passed, or simply chose not to know. You are all responsible. Fathers like me will remember. You may keep your seats this cycle. You may maybe the next, but I won't quit until each of you is replaced. And Paula Reed, you're in my district. I've heard you're not running again. If that's true, good. But if you're planning something bigger, if you think higher office is your next move, then let me be crystal clear. I will be your opposition. At every campaign stop, on every ballot, in every debate, you've lost the right to lead. And I'll make sure voters know why. Don't think you can take a man's child from him and not reap a whirlwind. You don't get to raise our children for us. And if those who replace you try as you have, we'll replace them too. So parents of Jefferson County, get your kids out of Jefferson County now. You don't know how far this truck goes until it comes for you. And after you do, speak out, join me, and take back what's ours. The right to raise our kids.
Thank you.
I'll see you.
Thank you. Thank you, dismissively. This is a dad who has had enough. No doubt his language will be considered incendiary. I don't think he crossed a line by stating, I'm going to show up wherever you politic and let people know your values. It is refreshing to hear dad speaking up. Please meet father number two, Sam Arrington from Illinois.
Is that how we're to act? We're going to let boys in the bathrooms? I want to ask all the fathers up here to claim to love their daughters. Would you be okay if someone up here started getting naked in front of your daughter? No, yes, they are. If they go in the bathroom, they will get naked in front of your daughter. You are a liar.
Hey, folks. Okay. We're not doing this.
Okay. That's all I'm saying. We're not doing the back and forth. These men, these boys, these biological boys, you're going to allow them to go in and get naked in front of our kids? Are we that far gone now? Where does this stop, guys?
Yes.
Where does this plateau? Next thing you know, we're going to be okaying pedophilia. We're already letting kids pretend to be furries.
Yeah. Listen to the heckling from the tolerant ones in the peanut gallery.
We're letting kids be very silent. Folks, I request silence.
Please.
I don't care. With offensive, you know what is funny? All your shirts all say humble, kind, love everyone. But you don't love me right now, do you? That's right.
Sir.
That's right.
I think somebody said, no, we don't. And they're okay with that.
Folks, so, hey.
Listen, there is no evidence. We are doing all this.
Sir, give me a second.
Okay.
You're here to address the board. You're not here to address the audience.
Right. Let's
scold him. Let's scold him for responding to the hecklers. Okay.
I apologize to you. So let me address you so I don't lose any more
folks
time.
Folks out there, please let him say his piece. You're entitled to the same. This is not a back and forth debate.
We're doing a lot, fair enough, sir. We don't want teen suicides. We want to prevent teen suicides. We're trying to accommodate these children. I wanted to be a dinosaur, man. Listen, let these kids get 18. Let them grow up. And at 18, let them decide what they want to be.
I think our society should say never. It isn't a matter of age. It's a matter of biology.
More power to you, but don't twist and manipulate their mind when they are impressionable. Leave our kids alone. Please leave them alone. There is no study, not one that's ever been done, that WPATH, WPATH, World Professional Association of Transgender Health, set out to do a study about suicide. And did you know they could find no conclusive evidence that letting your child transition will save their life?
I've actually read studies where it actually increases the odds they will.
Not one study. We are going down a path of irreversible evil and harm. We are accepting evil in 2025. This is sick. All these men getting up here speaking today, they don't have the courage to look at their kids and say, hey, I love you. And I'm going to support you, but you're a boy or you're a girl. You were born in God's image. That's what men should do. That's what real men do.
Well done,
dude.
That's
what real men of courage do.
That is absolutely right. Well done, sir. Let me take you now to a female. If your heart has not been broken, get ready to meet Celeste Diest from Lucia Mar School District in California.
Hello, my name is Celeste Deist. I am 17 years old, a junior and track athlete at AGHS. Most importantly, I am a woman advocating for the renewal of female rights, which recently has been overlooked and disregarded. I implore all of you to help put an end to this current injustice. Recently, I went into the women's locker room to change for track practice, where I saw at the end of my row a biological male watching not only myself, but the other young women undress. This experience was beyond traumatizing. Emma said he is not changing in our locker room because he's in his track clothes dressed and ready to go to practice at the beginning of the day. Therefore, there's absolutely no reason for him to be in any locker room, let alone the women's. Adults like yourself made me and my peers feel like our own comfort was invalid, even though our privacy was and still is being completely violated. The individual who identifies as female has XY chromosomes. Biologically, this makes him a male. Because females have XX chromosomes. This is basic biology.
Okay, please wrap it up.
Oh, Ice Cube.
I just want to ask, what about us? We cannot sit around and allow our rights to be given up to cater to an individual that is a man, who watches women undress and is stripping away female opportunity that once was fought for us. Sadly, we have to try and regain our rights again. I hope you put effort into the restoration of our school safety. Thank you for serving
our community.
Where are the men? And until tomorrow, go serve your king.